Welcome home, sweetie. Oh, looks like you had a rough day. Tell you what, why don't you go ahead and sit down right here and just tell me all about it, okay? As you tell me about your day, I'm just going to begin. I'm going to sit down beside you and I'm just going to take your hand in mine. I'm just going to place your palm directly up. I'm just going to feel my thumbs just rolling and pushing right into your palm. What happened today? I feel my thumbs just gently press against your wrist. My fingers on the back of your hand, just massaging you. It's okay, you can close your eyes, it's alright. My fingers just gently press right up against your forearm, just working up and back down as I listen, asking you about your day. And my hands begin to rub over your forearms, my thumbs pressing in on the underside, my fingers pressing on the outside as I massage your arm. Eyes looking up into yours. What else happened, hon? What was the best part of your day? Let me ask that. My hands move up along your arms, gently massaging your bicep and the back of your arms, and then up to your shoulder. I stand up and I work myself around to the back of your chair. As you feel my hands on the very outside of your shoulders. Hands strong and firm. And as I press my thumbs in at the shoulders at the back, I try to judge and figure out exactly how hard you want me to press, where it's tender, where it really needs worked out, when it's too hard and when it's just not hard enough. Finding the knots in your shoulders as I listen to you, my hands just continue to rub, massage, and knead your shoulders between them. Working in towards the middle, towards the back of your neck, as I press my thumbs right up against the back of your neck. You feel my fingers just begin to crawl right along your neck, massaging. And finding all those nasty little knots that you have from the stress of the day, the stress of the week. And just working them out gently. I lean down and just gently give you a kiss right on the back of the neck, right where it meets your skull, as your head is face down. As you're looking down towards the ground, eyes closed, feeling the pressure of my hands on your neck. Just kissing you a few times, right on the back of the neck. And my hands slide down and work back to your shoulders. Gently pressing, rubbing, finding those naughty little spots that bother you. And working them out as I listen to you tell me about your day. I move over to the other side and I just sit down. Eyes looking at you as often as you have them open. You have a tendency to close your eyes quite a bit as I give you massages, and today is no different. I take your other hand and just begin to massage it. Massage your front and your back, my thumb just circling right around in your palm. And leaning down, I just kiss your fingertips a few times. And my eyes look back to you. Just listening, attentive, hearing about the difficulties of the day. I lean in and just give you a gentle kiss right on your lips. My left hand just caressing your cheek. My lips meet yours as I tell you I'm sorry you had a rough day. I really am. My hands just massage along your arms. As your body relaxes, as I watch My hands help melt the difficulties and the pains and the frustrations of the day out as I help them fall to the floor, as my fingers and my hands massage your muscles. I reach down and I just slide your skirt up just a little bit so I can place my hands on your thigh. And straightening out your leg, you feel my hands begin to massage your thigh. And you lean back, your eyes close again. This feels good. Your legs hurt. You've been standing on your feet for a long time. Your legs are sore. And it feels good having the attention. Massage along your thigh, and I reach over and I begin to massage your other thigh. As you slip out of your shoes and let them fall to the floor. Just talking. Me just listening, hearing what you have to say. My hands move down a little further as I lower myself and go ahead and sit down on the floor in front of you and just massage over your calves and then move down to your feet. Knowing that you're ticklish, not wanting to do that, but making sure my thumbs are pressing firmly in on the soles of your feet, the tops, and then moving to the middle and then the bottom. As you sit there in front of me, and moving over to your left foot, and just rubbing, massaging, pressing. Leaning down, I kiss the top of your foot, looking up at you. As my hands move up along your calves again, stand back up and sit down. I'm now placing my hands on your other thigh, which hasn't yet received attention. Massage it. Rubbing my hands over the top and then sliding one underneath and massaging your hamstring. And as I begin to massage your thighs, I slide up just a little bit on the inside. I can see you just slip your tongue out and wet your lips just a little bit, and I can tell this is doing more than just relax you. My hands massage your thigh gently, pressing along the inside. As your legs instinctively part, you don't even think about it, it just happens. And I move up just a couple more inches, rubbing, pressing. Eyes watching your reactions, eyes venturing to your chest as I see you take deeper breaths, smiling, happy to relax you, happy to make you forget about this hellacious day you've had. My fingers move up, and now just barely my fingertips can feel the ridge of your panty line. As you let out quite a sigh, reach over and rub along the same place on your other thigh. Your body just turns a little bit towards me, and I reposition myself a little more in the middle. I begin to rub right over your panties, finding just a faint wet spot has already been developing there. I just rub, my thumbs going in circles. I can feel the wetness of your pussy underneath. I just drag one of my thumbs from the bottom all the way to the top of your pussy lips and back down as my hand slides up and begins to rub right over the top, right where you like to grind against me. All over your pussy, all over your panties still. I slide my hands out and I reach up and I just gently unfasten one button, and then two, and then a third, and then the fourth, and slide them open. My hands just gently graze up over your stomach, up over your chest, over your lips gently as I look at you, and back down, feeling the curve of your body, feeling the warmth of your skin against my fingertips. Slide myself between your thighs now and scoot up more closely as my hands rub over your thighs, and then I take one hand out, rub over your stomach, rub over your chest, and I feel your nipples begin to harden beneath your bra. I lean in, and I motion for you to lean forward to me as our lips meet, as we kiss, as my hands go on you. I lean back, and you lean back, and you get comfortable again. As my hands return down to your thighs, one of my fingers slips under your panty line, and my thumb just slides underneath, up and down along your pussy lips. I begin to wet my thumb. Your breathing deepens as I get my thumb more wet, and I slide it a little bit more up. And I begin to circle right over your clit at the very top of your pussy. I watch you bite your bottom lip. I watch you breathe deeply in, and you arch your back just a little bit in response. I'm not asking for anything in return, just lay back and enjoy. Let me help you forget the hellacious day you had. My thumb just beginning to circle right over your clit as I slide your panties over to the side. I look down and I can see your pussy lips wet beneath. Take two of my fingers and just begin to drag them up and down your pussy lips, all while my right hand focuses on circling your clit. Gently at first. And then as you begin to press your hips more up into me, I begin to press down just a little harder and just a little faster. You look so beautiful. You look so incredible right there. In your work outfit, which I just think you're so sexy, knowing how professional you can be, and yet I can wink and you can have a flirtiness about you, and I see you right there, right before me. You're gorgeous. I push my chair back, and I lower myself to the floor, pushing your skirt up to your waist. Your panties still on, but now slid to the side. My thumb still circling over your clit as I lean in, and I begin to drag my tongue from the bottom to the very top of your sweet pussy. And back down. Bottom to top, and down again. Lick and just drag my tongue over your pussy, leaning back to tell you how sweet you are, how beautiful of a pussy you have. I love tasting you. And dragging my tongue from the bottom to the top, just pressing a little more deeply this time. Enjoying the taste of you. Feeling just you begin to drip right outside, falling down to the chair. I smile, but I don't care as I continue just dragging my tongue up and down. My thumb begins circling just a little bit more firmly now, circling just a little more firmly right over your clit. Licking up and down that sweet pussy of yours. Tastes good. I look up to you, and I say, sweetie, this might be a little selfish, but would you play with your tits for me while I lick your pussy? I love watching you play with your tits. You smile, knowing that it might be selfish, but you won't mind at all. And leaning forward, We take a moment to unfasten your bra, and you pull it up out of the way. Your beautiful tits fall out, your nipples very hard from all of the attention your body's been receiving, yet aching for attention in their own right. And as my tongue returns to your pussy, your fingers begin twisting and pulling and teasing your beautiful hard nipples right there in front of me. Oh, fuck, baby. That is fucking incredible. My tongue begins dragging more firmly up and down. I hear you moaning a little bit now, sighing more loudly, breathing much more deeply as your hips push back into my mouth as my thumb just teases over your clit. Your legs are spread wide, aching for me to come in. You've pushed your ass to the very edge of the chair, trying to get as close as possible to my mouth. Fuck. Licking right along that sweet pussy of yours. My chin getting soaked from your pussy lips as I press tightly against it. Just pressing my lips up to yours and sucking so I can get a good taste of that sweet juice. I begin to press my tongue more inside of your pussy as I lick up and down. And my thumb begins to work a little more firmly, a little more furiously over your clit as you are pushing against me now. Pushing, moaning more loudly now. Your body's beginning to build. Your body's beginning to react. Oh, God, I love watching you. I love watching you receive this sort of pleasure, baby. Oh, yeah, push that pussy right into my mouth. Grind that pussy right into my mouth as I tease your clit. Don't stop playing with those tits for me, baby. God, I love watching you play with those beautiful tits. Those full, firm tits of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, pressing my tongue deep into your pussy and just wiggling it, working it up and down my mouth, meeting right against your pussy now. Oh, you release one of your tits as you just have to. You're aching to as you put it on the back of my head and you force my mouth, force my head more firmly into your pussy. Oh, grinding against me. Oh, fuck, yes, baby. Oh, grinding against me as you're moaning more loudly. Aching for it. Aching for it. Body just, oh, this day's just been so fucking bad. You just want to come and forget about it, baby. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God, just licking, lapping my tongue right at your pussy. Lapping, sucking at it. Thumb working over that clit. Oh, aching for you to come. I'm pulling back just long enough to whisper, baby, come for me. Come for me, baby. I want to taste it right in my mouth. Returning to lick you as you're grinding more furiously now, pushing head back arching, hips pushing, grinding, forcing, trying to fuck your pussy with my tongue. Oh, yes, baby. Yes, come for me, baby. Yes, come for me. Yes, come for me, baby. That's it. That's it. Oh, yeah, that's it, baby. Right like that. Oh, watching your entire body convulse, hearing you moan, hearing your body just give way as those sensations just surge through your body. That's it. Oh, fuck yes. That's it, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, okay, yes, more gently now. I work back more gently, teasing right along that clit. Teasing my tongue, now focusing on your clit. Now, baby, as my fingers work down, as my fingers begin, two of them just begin slipping just barely inside of you. Just barely beginning to fuck you with my fingers. Just gently, gently, gently. I know you're really sensitive right now, sweetie. It's okay. Just circling, lapping just gently over that clit. Just gently as your hand works over my head. That's it, baby. Just circling your clit. Just circling it. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want more now. My tongue working more firmly. Oh, that's not what you want. That's not what you want. I pull you up. Pull you up. You stand up. And you work two steps over to the table as I drop my pants. Oh, my hard cock falls out. Yes. Yes, my hard cock falls out as I just grab a hold of it, stroking it just a few times as I rub the tip right against your pussy lips. Right, the head of my cock right against your pussy lips there, baby. Oh, hearing you ache, hearing you moan, hearing you ask to be fucked. Oh, that's it, baby. And I line myself up with you and begin easing my cock inside of your wet fucking pussy. Oh, yes, baby. My hands slide up, one hand just grips your hip of yours. One hand grips your hip, your skirt's still on. We haven't taken the time to undress you, and neither of us fucking cares. I slide the other hand up as I begin groping and twisting and teasing on your beautiful tit. As your hand falls down, you begin rubbing that clit of yours as I begin fucking you. I begin fucking you. Both of us have been aching for this. Both of us have been aching for this, baby. Oh, yes, immediately you hear the slapping sound. The slapping sound of my hips meeting your ass. Oh, fuck yes. Watching your entire fucking body begin to bounce on my cock. Oh, yeah, baby. That's fucking hot right there. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, yes, you bending over, hearing you moan, hearing you ache for this. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Oh, yeah. Fucking you more firmly now. Oh, yes, hearing the slap, hearing the wetness. Your fucking pussy's so wet. Oh, my cock just pumping into you now. Oh, God, baby, I just want to come so fucking bad. Oh, but I'm trying to hold it. I'm trying to have you come for me one more time. I want to feel you just unload right around my cock, baby, please. Please fucking come for me. All around my cock. Rub that sweet clit of yours as I fuck you. Oh, you want that harder? Yeah, baby, I'll give it to you harder. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Pumping my cock right into your pussy. Your wet fucking coot pussy. Oh, it's been a few days and you feel so tight. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Bend down and press your body right against the table right there. Ass high in the air, body down. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, I want to give it to you so fucking bad. Oh, I want to give it to you so fucking bad. Oh, God, baby. Oh, yeah, hearing your moans grow. Oh, God, hearing you aching for it. Yes, asking for it. Asking for it. Oh, furiously now. Pumping my cock into you. God, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, baby, I'm gonna come. I can't wait for it any longer. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, I'm gonna come right inside of your pussy. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. Yes, here we go. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, I couldn't hold it any longer. Oh, fuck. Oh, the sensations just surged through me. Oh, God. Oh, so fucking wet. Oh, God, I love your pussy so much. Oh, you're so fucking hot. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, as you prop yourself up on the table, I can't help but just lean over. Lean over and just rest on you. Oh, God, baby, that felt good. Oh, God, baby. Oh, wow. I hope you don't mind that I got a little greedy there. I saw you having so much fun that I couldn't wait to have my own. I go ahead and I just re-lean down and wrap my arms around you. And I begin to kiss right across the top of your back. So, I'm thinking that we don't have any other plans for the rest of the night. How about we get ourselves a little bit of supper, and then, I don't know, maybe find something more inventive to do with the rest of our evening, like coming back for seconds. How does that sound to you?